He drew out one of the blanks Numpf had signed and punched the animal's list in above the signature.
How much time have I got?
Asked Johnny. Turl was too secretive to come flat out with times. The times actually coincided with the semi-annual firing of personnel and dead cyclos. He calculated rapidly. 9 months total. Maybe 3 months for training to the next transshipment, and 6 months for mining to the second in the early spring of next year. Better give it an edge.
2 months to get them all trained.
That's awfully fast.
Turl took the remote control box out of his pocket and tapped it and put it back. He laughed. Johnny frowned, his face mask obscuring the dangerous light that had leaped into his eyes. He took a tight hold on his temper and voice.
I could use Kerr to help ferry this stuff.
Tell Turk.
Also, I need some experience operating over those mountains. The updrafts and downdrafts are very strong, and in winter they'll be worse. I don't want you getting ideas if I fly around up there.
Turl put his paws protectively on the desktop as though to block a view into the drawer. Then he realized he was getting jumpy. Still, the longer he kept things in the dark, the less chance there was of the animals talking to other personnel. He began to weave an elaborate fantasy to explain to others why animals were flying in the mountains.
You seem to know an awful lot,
he said suddenly.
Only what you've told me.
When?
Different times, over in Scotland.
Turl stiffened. True, he had been unguarded. Very unguarded if this stupid rat brain had picked it up.
If I hear just one leak of this real project, through Kerr or anybody else...
He tapped the control box in his pocket.
The smaller female is going to have a collar explosion.
I know that.
So get out. I'm far too busy for all this chatter.
Johnny had Turk copy the requisition on a duplicator and asked her to call Kerr to help ferry the equipment.
Here you are, animal,
she said when she was through and handed him the copies.
My name is Johnny.
Mine is Turk.
She batted her painted eye bones.
You animals are kind of funny and cute. How can you be so much fun to hunt like some of the employees say? You certainly don't look dangerous, and I don't think you're even edible. Crazy planet. No wonder poor Turl hates it so. We're gonna have a huge house when we go home next year.
A huge house?
Said Johnny, looking up at this rattlebrain in wonder.
Oh, yes. We'll be rich, rich, rich. Turl says so. Ta-ta, Johnny. Bring me a sack of goodies when you want a favor next time.
Thank you. I will.
He went out with his warehouse-size list to get busy. He knew he had a new piece of the puzzle. Turl would not be here more than a year. Turl was going home, and going home, rich, rich, rich.